Konnichiwa minasan, Krim desu, and welcome to another episode of J-Rock On. For this one, it will be part 2 of perverted songs in J-Rock. I had a little bit of fun with the first one because perverted things are my specialty. But I won't play certain obvious perverted songs because those songs by those artists have been played numerous times on my podcast, like Hide and Gakdo. I mean, they have a lot of perverted songs, but I have to have some room for the other J-Rockers who want to just spread their perversity. So yeah, alright, we'll start off with a song by Sons of All Pussies. I think that band name is perverted enough, don't you think? It was started by Ken Kitamura from Larkin Ciel. He is on vocals and on guitar. Sakura is on drums and Ayn is on bass guitar. Sakura is an ex-member of Larkin Ciel, but he got caught doing drugs. I think it was heroin, I forget. But anyway, I will play Grace. And if you see the PV for this, you will see that Ken is holding this big, giant, pink, sparkly, and ribbon cock. At least that's what it looks like. I don't know if it's really supposed to be a cock, but it is. Your fangirl mind wanders, and he's just like, yeah, right in it. Is it supposed to imply that that's what Ken packs? A big giant magnum? No, that's Gakdo. So yeah, I will play Grace by Sons of All Pussies. Enjoy!
Yeah.
Prince's lyrics have a bit of sexual innuendo in it. These perverted moments in PVs probably aren't that much fun just to listen to. It's more fun to watch the clips and PVs. So I encourage you to go to youtube.com and search all of these videos and songs I am referring to. So you can enjoy it much better. I would make a video podcast of this and show you the PVs with it, but I don't have a video camera, and plus it would take up too much space. I have to delete some of my old podcasts just so I can leave room for this one, and I am not going to get an upgraded account because that's just too much money. But enough of my complaining, because I am going to give you the most amusing clips of Nightmare that I have ever seen. I stumbled upon it by accident, actually, and I do have some Nightmare songs, but I never listened to them. Like, I put them aside and I just never really got into them, but I think these clips have made me want to get back into Nightmare. I'll give you the sound clip of it, and you can see the video for yourself later on. The first one you will listen to is Yomi and Hitsugi playing hand elephants, and they drew elephants on their hands, and Yomi starts doing very naughty sounds, and he goes all Discovery Channel on Hitsugi's hand elephant. Here, just listen. I could not stop watching this clip. It was just that hilarious. I don't know how many times I've seen it. Oh my god. And I love Ruka's laugh too. He's so adorable. He like laughs throughout the entire thing. And there's another one of them in the same place, and he's just laughing throughout the whole thing. All of them are. They're just awesome. And if you see more Nightmare clips, like off shots, I guess, there's plenty of Yomi and his pervertedness. There's one where he and Hitsugi are on this ITV24.com show thing, and he's wearing a sailor fuku, and he gets up and he's wearing these underwear that it's like a duck, and he just shows us his crotch, and he's making the duck talk, and he's just moving it, and he's going pew 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 pew. It's so hilarious. I love Nightmare. They're just so wonderful. And there's another clip of Ruka making Yomi touch Nia's crotch, and he just kept on talking as if it was natural. So in honor of Nightmare, I will play a song by them. I just have to. I don't know if they have any perverted ones, but if there are, just tell me. I don't think this one's perverted though. It's called Dase Boogie, so enjoy. And that was Da Sei Boogie by Nightmare. What's awesome about me and Yomi is that we're both the same height and the same weight. Considering he's a few years older than me, 7 years I think, he's pretty short and pretty skinny for his age. So I think I can successfully cosplay him one day, maybe. But he's a pervert too, so that's what makes me love him even more. Our next artist is Duran Gray. And I will play for you Raison d'être, which is French for reason for being. I love this PV. It reminded me kind of Malice Mizer's Illuminati. I played Illuminati on the part one of this. It's got a lot of leather, chains, S&M, bondage, blood, naked women. And the naked women are on the members of Duran Gray. And my favorite costumes were Toshiya's and Kaoru's. Kaoru had the spiky bra and the tube mask thing. And Toshiya looked so pretty. He kind of looked like Kaya from Shorestein in that outfit. I don't know. I didn't like the part where one of the girls takes like a scalpel or a knife and like sticks it in her eye. Ugh, that part kind of grosses me out. But still, all the Duran Gray boys looked really good in that PV, so all is good, all is well. So on toward the music. This is Raison d'être by Duran Gray. Enjoy! The next artist, well, I don't think it has anything to do with perversion, really. I just wanted to get it out there because it amused me. Okay, first of all, they're not rock and they're not Japanese. They're a Korean girl band and they play Eurobeat kind of dance songs. They weren't girls originally. They're the first transgender music group in Korea right now. It's amazing though because if you watch their music video to Attention, you see that they're just so beautiful. You would never have guessed that they were guys. I mean, I don't know. When I transgenders that I have seen here in America, you can tell that they were guys. Like, they have that quality. But no, I think that, like, Asian people are more capable of, like, especially the men, they're more capable of looking like women. I mean, it's one thing to dress like women and look like androgynous, but to actually have an operation and become a woman and sound like a woman and look like an authentic woman, that's just amazing. I think science and medicine are just wow. The things that they can do. And if you listen to their singing voices, they sound like women. They don't have the deep voices like men. I don't know. This band is called Lady and they are composed of Sahara, Yuna, Shine, and Binu. I'm sorry if I pronounced those wrong. I tried my best. They made their debut in March of 2005 and they are planning to release a nude photo book. I do not know how that is going to look. Some guys are pretty freaked out by that and they do not want to see what it looks like down there anymore. But in their music video for Attention, there's a lot of cleavage in that one and they even have curves too. I mean, they have a better body than I do when I'm a real girl. I'm just so amazed by that. I don't know. I mean, I'm not amazed when I see androgynous guys dress like girls and dress all Lolita-like, but this is dressing up to a whole new level. But I'll play their song for you. It's called Attention by Lady. Enjoy.
Baby, tell me how. Can I tell you?
I encourage all of you to see this music video. Go on YouTube.com and search under Lady Attention Music Video. It should be there. I've seen it on there before. And I have it downloaded on my computer. I guess I'll post a link up. If you want to have fun with your friends, especially your male friends, show them this music video. And when it finishes, ask them what they think about it. And if they say, whoa, those girls are hot, just say, yeah, those were guys. They're transsexuals. And they'll totally freak out. It'll be so much fun to see their reaction. Also on YouTube, you can search for Nightmare's Hand Elephant Clip. The Raison d'être PV and the Sons of All Pussies PV on there also. YouTube is a great site to find a lot of amusing videos, and not just J-Rock, just a lot of random things. You can also find my fan videos on there. I made a Miyavi fan video and a Mana and Aya fan video. My name on YouTube is Krim, so just search me under there and you'll find it. Shameless plug. So I guess that's it for today, and I guess I'll see you all in the new year. I will not be making a new year special. I'm gonna save that for Chinese New Year because it's around the end of January. And I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I'm sorry about how half-assed this episode was though, but I hope you found some amusement in it. That's what I live for. So I guess I'll see you next time. Have a happy Merry New Year, and this has been Krim from J-Rock on. 짠네!